You're listening to the Home Base Podcast. This week, I am sharing tips, tricks, and parenting hacks galore. I don't think there's a better way to close out 2015, except for maybe reciting some Charles Dickens. Oh wait, I do both. Tune in. Hey, hey, hey there, guys! What's up? I've missed you all so much. As you can tell, I feel a lot better. Those of you that did not go over to the blog and read last week's post, I was sick, and so there was not a new episode. I took a week off. I took a sick day. I know, the show must go on. Well, it didn't last weekend. It's been stressful around here. The holidays, my son's birthday, and then I came down with a cold, and my husband finally talked me into it. He's like, you know what? He's like, why don't you just take a week off? He's like, it'll be okay. So, hopefully I didn't lose too many of you. Hopefully you all stuck around, hung in there. Hopefully you all had activities, tons of things already, great ideas that I've poured into you already, that you didn't miss me too much. But for those of you that did not, go head over to the blog last week. I did put up a post where I not only talked about not being around this week on the podcast, but I also talked about some other awesome stuff, and you're going to want to go check it out. For starters, I did a review, a recap, so to speak, of my son's first birthday. I gave you guys a few pictures so you could get kind of the inside scoop of what it looked like. It was awesome. And then, because I love you all so, so much, I took pictures of all of his toys that he got. And I wrote reviews and gave you guys kind of the inside scoopity-doo of whether you would want that toy at home for your kids or not. So maybe you're a last-minute Christmas shopper and you still need some ideas. Go head over to the blog, check that post out. It's first birthday recap. And you can go see over there what toys he got, what we really like about them, what maybe we don't really like about them. So you can go check them out. It's pretty cool. And also, I posted last week. So I got a great offer from Gymboree for all my Home Base Podcast homies. I'm hooking you up with a coupon to Gymboree. So they were nice enough. They sent me this awesome code. You guys can go take it, copy it, and guess what? You get 25% off your entire purchase, clearance items included. Isn't that insane? And the post is really cool. It's really short. You should just go read it because it's kind of amazing. I break it all down for you. But I put on there some pictures of these really cute dresses I got, and I got them for less than $5 a piece. A piece. It's crazy. And so I'm super excited. I've got my little niece's birthday and Christmas all knocked out already with these dresses. I'm super stoked about it. And I also got a couple things for my son as well. So make sure you guys go pick up that coupon code and save yourself some bucks this holiday season. And it doesn't expire either. We're kind of, we don't have an expiration date on it right now. So guys, go use that. Go use it. Maybe you got some cash for your kids for Christmas from other relatives and they're like, buy them some clothes. Go buy them some super cute clothes over at Gymboree. And you can use that code online. I believe it has to be online. I don't think it's in store. I think that was like their one stipulation. So online orders only. But hopefully we can maybe get that changed soon with our next coupon code. All right. So today, probably most of you from the title, you're like, parenting hacks? What? We have a parenting hack every week. Well, guess what? I decided this week, since we're closing out 2015, I thought it would be cool to do like just a big bundle, Christmassy 2015 bundle of parenting hacks for you guys. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that awesome of me giving you guys a bunch of cool stuff? So, There you go. My first hack starting off was the 25% off at Gymboree. So make sure you go scoop up that parenting hack that I've gifted and wrapped for you all over on the podcast website, which is homebasepodcast.com. So Merry Christmas to you all. I had to get you all something for being so amazing. You all are amazing listeners, and there's your gift for the holiday season. Do go forth and enjoy. So we're doing parenting hacks today, and this is going to be a little bit shorter episode. I know I say that every time, and then it ends up still being like an hour long, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it, guys. We're going to do a shorter episode this week because you all are busy. You got Christmas this week. Christmas is this week. Can you believe it? Christmas is this week. What? On, what is it, Thursday? Christmas Thursday? Or is Christmas Friday? I know, that's sad. I should know right now, but I don't, and I don't feel like doing the math, but it's this week, and that's insanity. It's Friday. I just figured it out. It's Friday. Christmas is Friday, and that's just crazy, so most of you may not even get to listen to this episode this week because you're so busy baking cookies and wrapping presents and decorating and getting things ready. I hope you listen to this episode, though, because it's really going to get you in the holly jolly spirit. So, I've got parenting hacks coming at you. I have, when we close, we always have a parenting hack. So, I have the number one parenting hack this week for you guys. I'm super stoked to share it with you. Those of you that follow me on social media, on Instagram and Twitter, probably have already seen it because you're all amazing. But I'm going to be sharing it with you all via podcast today, and it's pretty exciting. All right, we're gonna take a quick break, get some awesome music in here so you're all as pumped up as I am, and then we're gonna be back with our parenting hacks of 2015. Stay tuned. Hey guys, we're back. Wasn't that awesome? I did the extra long break. I normally do a short one with only a little bit of music, but I did the extra long one this time because you guys need to get pumped up, right? Yeah, yeah. Okay, all right. So this year, I'm a big like cooking nerd. I love baking cookies for Christmas. Sometimes I start planning like in August. I'm not even kidding. As soon as summer starts to fade away, like end of August, early September, and like fall starts to creep in, my mind just jumps to Christmas cookies. I don't know why. It's how I function. I did not function that way this year. Little busy being a mama. We'll see next year if I'm any better. I have a feeling that maybe reality of being a mom is sinking in, and some of those things that I used to love to do because I had oodles of time maybe are going to start slipping away. But I hope not. I hope not, because I love baking cookies. But so every year I bake tons and tons of cookies, and I always try a new recipe. I did try a new recipe this year. I did stick to that tradition, and I am so happy to say it was a slam dunk. So I'm sharing it with you guys. It is on Pinterest and on my Pinterest boards if you follow me on Pinterest. If you don't, you can head over to the easiest way to find me on Pinterest, because I know it's so hard. You type in Megan Poteet and you find like a million other people. And so the easiest way to just find me on Pinterest is either to search Home Base Podcasts, and you will find my Home Base Podcast board, because I put all of our episodes are on Pinterest, and all of our our mommy mantras are on Pinterest too. I had to think for a second. So all of our quotes and all of our episodes are on there. So you can either search Home Base Podcast, or you can head over to the website if you're there already, homebasepodcast.com. And there's a lovely little icon, a little Pinterest icon. And you click on it and it takes you right to my boards. And if you head over there, you will see that I pinned an amazing pin. It is Chewy Molasses Cookies. So Every year, my husband loves gingerbread men, and this started the year before we got married. I bought a cookie magazine, and it had a classic gingerbread man recipe in there, and I was like, oh, I've never made these. No one in my family has ever made these. Like, it wasn't a tradition when I was a kid, and I was like, I want to try these, and maybe it'll be something new. Plus, I just always wanted to decorate a little gingerbread cookie. So I made them, and my husband really loved them, and so now every year I have to make them. It's a big ordeal. I have to make double, triple batches. Yeah, but here's the thing. I don't really love them. They're not my favorite. Like, I like tons of other cookies before I like them. But he really enjoys them, and I love, like, the gingery taste. They're just kind of a little too dry and crumbly for me. I like cookies that are, like, chewy or really moist. So I've always seen recipes for, like, chewy molasses cookies, and I've been really curious about them. So I went out on a limb this year, and I tried them. And I am so excited to say that they're that gingerbread taste in a chewy, soft, moist cookie. They're beautiful. They really are. They're a beautiful cookie when they're cooked. They're very festive looking. They smell amazing. They taste incredible. So the recipe's over on Pinterest. I suggest you go check it out. For those of you that, I'm one of those people, I just need to hear the ingredients in a recipe and I can tell you if it's something I'm interested in or not. So I'm going to just read this real quickly to you. It has ginger, eggs, flour, baking soda, brown sugar, cardamom. I'm going to tell you a secret. I didn't have cardamom when I made these, so I substituted allspice. Allspice is one of my favorite holiday spices, and a lot of people don't use allspice or even know about allspice, and it's one of my favorites, so I just used it instead of the cardamom. Not to say that they're completely equivalent. I just knew the flavor profile, that it would work with the other spices in here. So if you don't have any cardamom, maybe you have some allspice, or maybe you're not a fan of cardamom, try some allspice. It also has cinnamon, granulated sugar, salt, butter, and then the really fun part is it has that raw sugar on the outside, the big coarse sugar. So what you do is you make up the batter and you roll it into balls and then you roll it into the coarse sugar, and then when they bake, they get this beautiful, like, crackly little crust on the outside. And what I did is I mixed some red sanding sugar sprinkles into my coarse sugar, and so I rolled them in both. I mixed it all together and rolled them in both, and so they looked so beautiful and festive when they were baked. They really were stunning cookies, and I'm kicking myself now for not taking a picture. But if you just go find the pin on Pinterest, the picture on Pinterest is gorgeous. That's mainly why I was really drawn to the recipe, because the picture was just so beautiful. And it's from Bon Appetit, and their recipes are always, like, very spot on. They have an amazing test kitchen. So there you go. The cookie recipe of the holiday season is chewy molasses cookies, and you will find a link to that recipe in your show notes, so you can find it right there. All right, so moving on, our next parenting hack is thrift books. So I stumbled across this website, I'm not even sure where I found it exactly, and I am a super book junkie. If you all are regular listeners, you're like, we know. I am. I'm super obsessed with books, and I hate paying full price for books. I don't want to say I hate it, because I love, there's nothing like, oh, so much greater than, like, a brand new book. So I love getting new books, but sometimes I'm like, seriously, the price on some of these books is just a little ouchy. It's a little pricey, and especially when it's something that's not, like, new, like, it just came out. Maybe it's, like, a classic, and you know you can go find it in a used bookstore somewhere, but maybe you just don't have the time to go trudge around used bookstores all over the neighborhood. Guess what? You just head over to thriftbooks.com, and guys, you're going to find links for these. You're going to find I'll put this all somewhere. It will either be in your show notes. So if you're listening right now, go click on the show notes and see if it's there. If it's not there, it's going to be on the website. Okay? So it will be one place. I will put all this information for you. Odds are it'll be on the website. But you head over to thriftbooks.com, and basically what it is it's a used bookstore online. Isn't that kind of scary? It was kind of scary for me. I found it and I was like, oh my gosh, I can find used books online. I don't have to go look around bookstores. I mean, I'll still go look around bookstores, but I don't have to now. This is dangerous. My husband is probably really scared right now. What's super awesome about thrift books, you can get books for like 60 to 75% off. It's pretty dope. And if you are a new subscriber, you can sign up and you can get 20% off. They had a holiday special going for 20% off of 12 books. So you're already getting 60% off those books. Yeah, we'll smack an extra 20% off. Oh, what is that? 80% off that book? Yeah, that's pretty crazy. So ThriftBooks is super cool, super awesome. And there's this kid's book I was looking for, and this book is like a $25 book. I found it on there for $5. It's pretty awesome. I'm super obsessed. So in the books, like, they'll say right on there what kind of shape they're in, if they're in good, excellent, or fair, or bad shape. I haven't run into any that say bad or poor or anything like that, because I think they're just kind of choosy when they choose what they're going to sell. And I think a lot of times they probably sell from places that maybe went out of business, or, you know, bookstores are going out of business everywhere. They really are. It's hard to keep up. And so I think they're probably selling a lot of books from places like that. And so they're probably new books, but they're being sold really cheap. So go check out thriftbooks.com. And this is another website that ends in books. And it's actually not a website. It's an app. This app, guys, it's so cool. It's super cool. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm still kind of new to this app. I've only had it a month, but it's called Groovebook. G-R-O-O-V-E, book. And when you go in your app store, you will probably notice there's very mixed reviews for this app. There's some really good reviews, and then there's some kind of wah-wah kind of reviews. I got a coupon to try it for 3 months for free, and so that's mainly why I tried it. And I have to tell you, I'm 1 month in, and I'm in love with it. I think it's a great deal. So what it is the app itself is free, but when you sign up, it's $2.99 a month. And what happens is you build this little photo book on your phone. It takes 100 pictures from your phone. You can pick which pictures go in there. And after it, like, has an open and close date. And so, like, for instance, my next photo book for December closes on December 23rd because I closed my last book on November 23rd. Okay, so it doesn't start like December 1st to December 30th. It's whenever you close your first book. So I have that coming up soon. And what I do is I just load in 100 pictures, and then I get to the close date. I close the book. They ship it to my house, and it's a little photo album. The pictures are perforated, so you can rip them right out, and you have 100 printed pictures from your phone for $2.99. Did you hear the $2.99 part? I think it's pretty insane, because you're not going to go to, you know, your pharmacy or anywhere to print pictures for that. Now, of course, you're probably going to say, well, is the quality great? No, I'm not going to lie. The quality's not great. But you know what? It's about like photo booth quality. You know, you go to a photo booth and you get like those printouts, and they're cute, you know? I think they're nice. It's cute because then, like, your parents, you have a million pictures of your kids. You get these little photo books. You can take them around when you visit family and say, hey, I just got some pictures printed on my kids. Are there any in here you want? Your family members are going to be like, awesome, I'm getting pictures of your kids. Your kids can use the pictures. You know, I just think it's a nice way for you to get pictures of your kids without having to spend a fortune. And I mean, let's be honest, if you're spending like a lot of these websites and places want to charge you at least 10 cents per picture, okay? And I think we all probably easily take 100 pictures a month of our kids, especially when they're little. I mean, little. We probably take that many pictures, right? Or just take that many pictures on our phones. You don't have to use Groovebook for your kids. Maybe you just like to go outside and take pictures of God's beautiful earth, and maybe you want pictures of that. You know, so if you have 100 pictures and you're looking at 10 cents, I mean, that adds up month after month after month. So nobody probably really prints a lot of pictures all the time. We typically just print our favorites or ones that we want to frame, and then we don't have any others to like lying around and look at. So I think it's super cool. I think it's really worth it. So go check it out. Groovebook.com. Go search Groovebook in your app store. And I'll put a code up, because I actually have a code for you guys to use. And I think it gets you a little discount or like a month. I think you get your first book free is what it is. So I will make sure I put that code up wherever I have all this information, probably over on the website. So my next hack is for you picture takers. I love Shutterfly, and I started using Shutterfly when I was pregnant. I signed up for, you know, emails from places like Motherhood Maternity and a couple places like that, and I started getting all these coupons for like Shutterfly, go get a free photo book, go get a free wall calendar, here's $20 to spend on your birth announcements, you know, stuff like that, and I love it. It's awesome. So here's my parenting hack. For those of you people that like using websites like Shutterfly or Tiny Prints, I think, what is the other one? Like Fishbowl or Snapfish. That's what it is. Fishbowl. Snapfish. Stuff like that, where you're building photo books and photo gifts online. A wonderful hack is, even if you're not pregnant, go to motherhoodmaternity.com, sign up for their emails. I get a coupon from them at least every other month, at least. Go over to Joanne Fabrics. It is a craft and hobby fabric store, if you're not familiar with it. I don't care if you don't like a fabric store. Just sign up for their emails. You can put most of them in the trash, but you're going to get some really good deals from them. So here's what I'm talking about in the way of deals. Guys, I have never paid for birth announcements. I have gotten coupons to cover all my birth announcements. I have never paid for cards, Christmas cards, any kind of cards, birthday cards. I've gotten coupons to cover all of that. And I've only been signed up for all these coupons through various places for 1 year. So keep that in mind. This is how many coupons I've gotten in 1 year. I haven't had to pay for these things. Okay. Invites. All of my son's birthday invitations, paid for. And let me tell you, these invitations were so cute. I got so many compliments on his invitations because they were adorable and I didn't have to pay a thing. A calendar. I cannot tell you, especially with the holiday season coming and the end of the year, it is calendar season. I have probably easily gotten 4 or 5 different coupons for free calendars. I keep throwing them away because I already have a calendar. So I keep hitting delete in my mailbox. I feel horrible about it. I need to put the, I'll see if I have any left in there and I'll put the code up for you guys. But it's crazy. So calendars, I have never paid full price for a photo book. I have gotten coupons for free photo books before, but the photo books, they only start with like 8 pages. They start very, very minimal, and I can't ever stay to the 8-page minimal. I always have to add pages, so I never pay full price for the photo book. I get like a portion of it taken off. Free posters. I have gotten, it's like the calendars. I've probably gotten 5 different coupons this year for a free wall poster, and it's like 16 by 20. Like, it's a good size poster. I've used 3 of them. I did one when my son was really little, and it was like a bunch of pictures in the shape of a heart. It was super precious. And then I did another one for his first birthday. It was pictures in the shape of a one. And then I did one for my husband for Father's Day. So I didn't pay a thing for those. That's awesome. Placemats. I've gotten coupons for free placemats. I've gotten coupons for those recyclable grocery bags, the like reusable ones that are like that nylon material and they squash up in a little bag. I've gotten coupons for free ones of those. It's crazy. It's so worth it. And Shutterfly has the greatest like gifts for your grandparents and stuff. I mean, what grandparent is going to say no to a coffee mug with their grandkid's face on it, you know? What grandparent's going to say no to a beautiful wall calendar with pictures of them from the previous year? There's so many great gift ideas on there, and you guys can seriously get so much of it for free. And if not free, you can get it probably at least half off. So it's a really great deal. Make sure you go sign up for emails there, motherhoodmaternity.com and joannefabrics.com. All right, so I want to tell you guys about my son's favorite toy. Hopefully no one that bought him toys for his birthday is listening, because I'm sorry, guys, his favorite toy is none of the toys you guys got him. So it's a really funny story. So before we had my son or were pregnant or any of that, we have two cats. And if you follow me on Instagram, you've probably seen them poking around on there. We love our cats, and we used to always say that we were like cat parents. Like, we babied our cats so much before we had a kid, and they still are extremely babied and spoiled. But at one point, I had an obsession with buying them cat toys. Like, we had toys all over our house. And one time I bought them this box. It is a wooden box. It stands probably, it's probably a good like 8-inch square, and then it stands probably about maybe 3 inches off the floor, so it's pretty flat. And it has all these different holes on the top and holes all the way around the side. And the premise of the box is for the cats to be able to play and in the box, but they have to like stick their paws through the holes and bat at different toys that are in there. So this box comes with like 3 different balls. And then, of course, I'm like, oh, that's not enough balls. So I bought them a bunch of extra balls to put in the box. Our littlest cat, she played with it off and on, but not really. And I was moving the furniture around before the holidays because I knew we were going to have to fit the Christmas tree up in our living room. And so I kind of wanted to feng shui a little bit. And I found this wooden box shoved under one of our couches. I was like, oh, this is kind of like a shape sorter. I'm like, I bet Hunter would love this. So I like got the Lysol wipes out and like cleaned it all down, wiped off all the balls because they're all plastic. And they're about like, they're about ping pong ball size. And he loves that thing. He loves it. It's so cute. He sits there and he dumps all the balls out by just picking it up and shaking it. And he lays it down and he puts all the balls in. He has balls in it that are his favorite, and he carries them around the house and into the car. And it is so precious. And he loves this thing. And I really think it has helped him, like, because he has other shape sorters that are way more intricate because they're not just, you know, balls and circles, they're triangles and stars. And but I feel like this has really helped him start doing those. Like, he gets the premise of putting things in and out, and it's been really cool to watch him play with it. And it's really portable. We've taken it everywhere. We take it to the grandparents' house. We've taken it to play dates. And I mean, it really doesn't look like a cat toy at first. I mean, if you didn't know, you probably wouldn't think that, you know, especially in this day and age, because wooden toys are so the rage right now because it's organic. But anyway, so it is his favorite toy, and I have a link to it in the show notes for you guys because I really think it is a really good toy. And even though it's a cat toy, I really think you should get it. And they really are. The holes are ping pong ball size. So I'm pretty sure if you bought some ping pong balls, you can put them in there. But I really recommend, I know this is so dorky, just go to your pet store and they have all sorts of little like jingly balls and they're all fun colors and different textures. I think you could really get creative with it. I mean, we have all sorts of different ones, different colors and textures, and some of them have bells. And now, I'm not going to lie, the balls are small enough that he has put them in his mouth, but they're big enough that he absolutely cannot swallow these things. They're ginormous. They fill up his entire mouth. His cheeks are like poofing out when he has it in his mouth. And we've just told him, we're like, you know, we just go over and we like squeeze his cheeks and we say no and we pop the ball out and it goes poof across the floor. And it's kind of funny. So I would not say it is a choking hazard, but I also would not say that you should probably let them play with it by themselves, nor should any child really ever be unattended or left alone to play, especially at that young of an age. So make sure you guys go check out the awesome best toy ever, the wooden ball box. Okay, so best book, because I am such a book nerd. When I first was thinking about this question, I was like, there's no way. There's no way I could pick the best book. And then I remembered what we got him for his birthday. And you guys will have to just go over to the website, look at the birthday recap post, and you will see pictures of this awesome book. It's called a Poke a Dot Book. And it's just really, really neat. It's just each page has these little circles. And they're a lot like those when you get a drink at like a fast food restaurant. It's got like the little dots on the drink and they push them in to let you know if it's diet or regular or whatever. That's what these dots are on the book. And so you can push them in and they like pop. And each page, like we got the old McDonald book and... So, like, one page will have, like, 10 cows on it, and you count them all by poking all the dots. And then when you turn the page, you're poking the dots back out, if that makes sense. It's so cool. It's the coolest book. It's, like, a hefty book, though. It's got a lot of pages, and they're all board book. They're really sturdy. It is a pretty heavy book, and it was $15. I did not look to see if it was on Thrift Books. It may be, so you guys could go check over there first. But it is so cool, and I just love that it really teaches them to take their finger and go to each one. And right now, I know he's not counting, but just that they're already, he's learning that skill to go from one to the next. I mean, it's just developmentally, it's going to be so great. So great when he starts counting. I cannot wait. So make sure you go check out the Poke a Dot book on my website over homebasepodcast.com. So next up, this was another present. I didn't put it on the birthday recap because I just didn't think it was necessary, but now I'm kind of regretting it. But he got a subscription to Highlights magazine. I do not know if Highlights magazine, I'm not sure what areas of the world that covers. So if you are listening, because I know I have quite a few listeners over in the UK, if you're listening, you guys don't have Highlights magazine, which I'm assuming you don't, I'm sorry. This probably isn't going to make sense to you. But that being said, for those of you people in the States that know what I'm talking about, Highlights magazine, we all grew up with it. It's an awesome magazine. We all remember those search and find pictures and how amazing they are. Anybody know that they have a magazine for babies? Isn't that so, you're like, what? No, it's so cool. So they're indestructible. Their pages are plasticky, and so you can't tear them or rip them. They're waterproof. They can chew on them, and it's so cool. It's awesome. It's really awesome. It's really neat, and they're like smaller magazines, and they're only a couple pages, and the little stories in there are like 10 words. But they're really cute, and I just love the idea that he's going to get something like every month in the mail. I think it's so sweet. So his grandparents got him a subscription to that for his birthday. So if you're looking for something fun that's thin, your kiddos can handle it, it feels like a book, it works and functions like a book, it's really cool. I really suggest looking into it. And your kids get a free calendar when they sign up for a subscription. So we got a free calendar too, which I'm excited. So we can hang that up in his room. So another parenting hack, and I know these are so all over the place, but this is something new because you all know that I love to make toys or things to play with. So this is something I found, of course, on Pinterest, and it's new and simple, but I love the skills that just the fine motor skills that he's getting doing this. So you take an old white box, baby white box, one of the ones that has the little push button, you know, and you the little lid flies up and you reach down, pull the wipes out. So a little white box, and cut up different like little squares of fabric. Mine are about like, you know, like napkin size squares of fabric, maybe a little smaller, like, you know, cocktail napkin size. And I used jersey material because it doesn't thread. It doesn't, the threads don't come off. Once you cut it, you don't have to like hem it or anything. So I just cut off pieces of fabric and I just stuff them in the white box. And it's so cute. Like he pushes the little button, the little lid pops up and he sticks his hand down there and he pulls out the different pieces of fabric. It's really cool. And like I said, just the fine motor skills in doing that is really, really great. I mean, that's just some great development right there. It's super easy. It's super cheap. And once they get that skill down and they get better at it, then they'll start sticking all sorts of things in there. And that's when you can be like, all right, this is our toy box. Let's load some little toys in there and let's take it to grandma's. I'm all about easy, portable ways of entertainment. I think it's great. So there you go. Fabric in a wipe box. So these last two are food related. One of them is, it's pomegranate season. I don't know about you guys, but I love pomegranates. My son loves pomegranates. They're so, once you get them cleaned, which is, yes, a little tedious, but once you get them clean and get the seeds out, like it's one of those easy portable snacks. You can put a few in a tub. They don't make a mess. And they're so delicious and they're so good for you and tons of fiber. I mean, and vitamins and antioxidants. We definitely need pomegranates this time of year. So, but you're like, man, I go through all this work of cleaning all these seeds and we don't get them ate in time and then they go bad. So here's a tip. Pomegranates can keep up to 3 months in your fridge if you bag them individually in little Ziploc bags. Isn't that awesome? So I went to the store because they were on special one day for like 80 cents a piece. And I bought so many of them. And I took them home and I put one in each little sandwich Ziploc bag. And I have a drawer full of them. And they've been keeping really, really well. So I just clean one. And when all the seeds are gone from that one, we've ate them up that week. Then I clean another one and so on and so forth. So my last little tip is I'm getting into that realm of cooking. I've kind of slacked off cooking my son meals, and now he's one. I'm like, oh, we should probably start thinking about weaning. I'm not ready. I'm not ready to stop nursing yet, and I know there's some people that think that's weird or gross, and then there's some people that really think it's awesome. I'm just not ready, so I'm just trying to take my time on it, and when me and him start to lose interest in it, then we'll let it go. But in the meantime, I have to prepare by getting better at cooking him well-rounded breakfasts and lunches and dinners. So I've started trying to get in the regimen of instead of doing Cheerios for breakfast, maybe doing something heartier like oatmeal. And I get so stinking impatient waiting for the oatmeal to cool so I can feed it to him and it doesn't burn his little mouth. And I finally had the brilliant idea one day. I was like, oh, I've got a huge bag of raspberries and blackberries and blueberries in the freezer. I was like, I'm just going to pop a few of those in here and that'll help it cool down. So there's my little parenting hack. Keep frozen berries in your freezer so you can pop them in your kid's oatmeal. It helps the oatmeal cool down and then it unthaws the berries and you can kind of mash them up and flavor your oatmeal. Isn't that awesome? Easy, easy. I love it. I love easy little hacks like that. So that's what I've got for you guys. I have more, but we're going to take a break first. I need to go get a sip of something. My throat is like super scratchy. I'm still rebounding from this cold. So while you guys jam out to this music, I'm going to go get a drink. So hang in there. Stay tuned. I'll be right back. Guys, we're back. So I have for you my last parenting hack, and I'm so excited to share it with you guys this week. I'm super jazzed about it. So I had an awesome company that reached out to me on Twitter. I reached out to them, and we've developed this lovely partnership, and they sent me this awesome t-shirt, and I love it, and so I wanted to share it with you guys, and you guys can go check them out at mommyteachshirts.com, and that's teach, T-E-A-C-H, shirts, mommyteachshirts.com. So what it is, and Michelle, I'm spacing on her name now, that's horrible. I'm pretty like 1,000% sure it's Michelle. You should go over to their website and check out her story. It is pretty cool. I love it. And yes, it is Michelle. Michelle Henley. Hey, Michelle, if you're listening. So, awesome Michelle Henley came up with this great idea. She has some kiddos, and they would look at her shirts when she was wearing them. She's a lovely stay-at-home mom, and her kids would always, like, if she wore a shirt that had, like, a letter or a design or a logo on it, her kids would try to read it and, like, point at it. And, like, who hasn't experienced that, right? My son constantly is, like, if I wear something that's actually on my shirt, he's all about it. Like, I had, if you guys follow on Instagram, I wore a shirt one day that had this big Hello Kitty head on it, and it had this big sequin bow in the corner, and he was so obsessed all day with, like, the sequin bow. And so Michelle came up with this great idea. She's like, well, if our kids are going to be staring at our clothes, why not make it educational? Why not, Michelle? That's a great question. So what did she do? She set out and made some amazing t-shirts, and they're super cute. So they have a little black chalkboard on it, and there's one that has, like, the alphabet written on the chalkboard. There's one that has numbers 1 through 10 written on it, and then she has another one that is all the shapes written on it on the chalkboard as well. They're so cute. You can see me. I'm wearing mine right now. Right now. Now, if you guys don't believe me, head over to Instagram. I took a picture right before I started recording of me with my little headphones on in my little recording corner, and I've got my shirt on, so you can go check it out. And like I said, I did posted a picture on Twitter earlier this week too. Thank you, Michelle, for my awesome shirt, because it really is. I love it, and I love it. My son loves it all day long. He goes through the alphabet and is, like, pointing at it, and I, like, list all the letters for him, and we sing the song. It's super sweet, super, super sweet, and it's just so cool. I love it. And what I love about these the most, I think, is it's just so easy. It's so effortless. It's a way to educate your kids, and it's so simple. You know, I think so many stay-at-home moms, or just moms and dads in general, we all get so stressed out about trying to teach our kids and develop and nurture and grow and form, and it gets a little daunting sometimes. And I think sometimes we just have to step back and realize it can be as simple as putting on a t-shirt. You don't have to make it complicated. It can be that simple. The other thing I love about these shirts is, hello, teacher gift, right? And I'm a former teacher. I'm just going to tell you right now, if one of my students had given this to me, I would have thought it was the coolest gift ever. Ever. It's so cool. So I love it. So if you are needing some gifts for your kids' teachers for the holidays, or maybe you're thinking ahead for end of the year, this is a great gift, guys. It's super awesome. I love it. The shirts are awesome. They fit really well, and they're all made right here in the beautiful U.S. of A. You can read all of that and more on their website, which again is mommyteachshirts.com, and you can also order their shirts on Amazon, and actually, I think they're actually a little cheaper on Amazon, too. I think Michelle's got the little hookup going on over there. So if you do order through Amazon, or I think it may just be for Prime people that it's a little cheaper. I always forget that I'm a Prime person, and so I always just look at the Prime price, and I don't even look at the other price anymore. But anyway, so you can go find them over on Amazon. You can search mommyteachshirts.com. You can search mommyteachshirts. Or you can just go to your show notes and find a link right there to them on Amazon. So thanks again, Michelle. You are awesome. All right, guys. So I wanted, before I share with you my mommy mantra this week, I wanted to let you know we will have no episode next week because I do record these on the weekend, and I didn't want to try with Christmas coming up this weekend. I was like, I'm not going to pressure myself to record one, and you all are going to be so busy anyhow that you're not going to have the time for this. So we're going to take next week off. So Merry Christmas to everyone and happy, happy New Year. I will see you all in the New Year, and I wanted to leave you with the encouragement to come up with some awesome New Year resolutions, maybe. And I don't really like the term resolution. I like the term goals. Let's come up with some goals that maybe in 2015 you didn't quite, you know, do as great in this area, and you want to kind of just push yourself a little bit more in 2016. So set some goals for yourself. You guys are going to hear my, let's see, what do I got here? I got five goals. I've got five goals that I'm going to work on in 2016, and I'm going to share them with you all in 2016. So in 2 weeks. So there's your guys' homework. You got 2 weeks. Come up with some goals, even if it's just one, and make it a goal where you're pushing yourself, something that you're pushing yourself a little bit harder in an area to be a little better. All right. So this week, I don't have a mommy mantra because I wanted to do something festive, and every single like mantra or quote that's like holiday themed is so corny, and it's basically just a quote from a movie. So I wanted to share with you something to get you in the Christmas spirit. My favorite, probably one of my favorite, authors probably of all time, and then one of my favorite, if not my the favorite Christmas book. And that is A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens. And for those of you that have read this book, kudos to you. I think so many people get so scared of Charles Dickens. He seems daunting, and he's really not. And I think it's such a great book, and it's a great place to start. So if you want to read some Dickens, go read The Christmas Carol. It's really fun. Most of you know the story already, so you have, it's real easy to follow along. But I wanted to share with you that so many people, like I said, they find Dickens a little daunting, and so they don't even pick up any of his books. So I wanted to read you the very first page of A Christmas Carol because I think it's so funny how, I mean, he wrote so long ago, but he just has so much humor. And I think when it gets down to it, humor is so timeless. It's like the one thread that pulls us all together through different centuries is just having that kind of dry sense of humor. I love it. So I wanted to share with you an excerpt to get you in the holiday spirit and to kind of just give you a little window into Charles Dickens. So here we go, first page of A Christmas Carol. Marley was dead to begin with. Isn't that a great way to start off a book? Okay, Marley was dead to begin with. There is no doubt whatever about that. The register of his burial was signed by the clergyman, the clerk, the undertaker, and the chief mourner. Scrooge signed it, and Scrooge's name was as good upon change for anything he chose to put his hand to. Old Marley was as dead as a doornail. Mind, I don't mean to say that I know, of my own knowledge, what there is particularly dead about a doornail. I might have been inclined myself to regard a coffin nail as the deadest piece of ironmongery in the trade, but the wisdom of our ancestors is in the simile, and my unhallowed hands shall not disturb it, or the country's done for. You will, therefore, permit me to repeat emphatically that Marley was as dead as a doornail. Isn't that fun, guys? I love it. I love it when I love so much when an author, like, steps out and narrates his narration. And it just makes you feel like you're sitting right there in the room with them and they're talking to you. I love it. I think it's so cool. And so many people in, like, writing workshops will tell you, like, no, don't do this. This is bad writing. Like, I'm sorry, Charles Dickens did it. It's not bad writing. Like, it's funny and it makes people feel like you're right there. And I love it. The whole book is kind of like that. There's, like, spots where he gets really candid and I just love it. I love hearing someone that was so brilliant and wise get so candid. I think it's wonderful. It's a great book. You guys should check it out. And if that wasn't enough to convince you, well, if this will convince you, I don't know what else will. You can go over to the iBooks if you have an iPhone and download it for free. So go head over there and check out A Christmas Carol. All right, you guys, I love you all so much. I hope you have a great, merry, merry Christmas. You all are amazing, and I will see you in the new year with your goals. So you guys take care. See you in a couple weeks. Bye.